This course builds towards the study of thermodynamic cycles. Most of the thermodynamic cycles that we will study are made up of a series of processes that take place in open systems operating at steady state. In this lesson, we'll apply the first law to a variety of steady state processes. In all of the later chapters, we'll use these processes as building blocks to assemble a wide variety of power, refrigeration, and heat pump cycles. Each system that we study in this lesson has its own characteristics that allow us to simplify the general form of the first law in different ways. But they all have one characteristic in common. They operate at steady state. But what exactly does steady state mean? That's the topic that we need to address first in this lesson. Flip the page, and let's get started.